This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our next story looks at the kinds of racial profiling that happen when Asians travel.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
I live in California last 20 years, but first come from Laos.
Huh?
Laos. We Laotian.
The ocean? What ocean?
We are Laotian. From Laos, stupid. It's a landlocked country in Southeast Asia. It's between Vietnam and Thailand, okay? Population 4.7 million.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
So that audio comes from King of the Hill, and this article was written in the South China Morning Post by a Canadian travel writer, Kevin Chong. He talks about all the ways in which he and his fellow writer-traveler friends have experienced the Asian stereotyping. You know, those greetings of konnichiwa, ni hao ma, you know, Japanese or Chinese, or when you are immediately identified by your Asian features or associated with famous Asian characters like Bruce Lee. It's a problem I think we all face when we travel, whether it's to Europe, US, or even to other Asian countries.
So there are other characteristics of the stereotypical Asian traveler that we might have seen ourselves, right? You know, loud folks who travel in large tour groups, taking lots of photos. I guess the stereotypical image of a traveler with a camera hanging around their neck, socks pulled up to their knees, kind of just walking around. And even though they're really reductive, these stereotypes end up shaping the way that locals think about, the way they treat Asians in general. In some of the stories that were shared to the writer of this article, Kevin Chong, he talks about how it makes us target sometimes for people who want to hustle or scam us into buying a product or joining a tour. Although in all fairness, you do see Caucasian tourists really kind of having these same problems here in Asia.
So some Asian countries have a worse reputation than others. We are all very familiar by now with the types of labels that tourists from mainland China get. And they've been trying to overcome these stereotypes. In 2013, the Chinese government even circulated a guideline on how not to be a terrible tourist. You know, for example, the guide advises against lying down on the floor in public spaces, going out with disheveled hair and a dirty face, removing your shoes and socks in public. Vincent Ni from the BBC Chinese service explains that this stark difference in behavior and etiquette comes from the difference in culture.
I think there are some reasons behind these stereotypes, if you like. First of all, I think, you know, there is a culture difference. I mean, in China, there is really not this kind of etiquette, the same level as those in, you know, Europe, those in America, for example. A lot of people talked about cultural evolution, but remember, cultural evolution ended nearly 40 years ago, and the next generations moved on quite a bit. I think fundamentally, it's really about the difference between Chinese culture and also those in the West especially.
So in the tourist industry, Asians are sometimes treated worse than Western white tourists. And ironically, and I think, again, a lot of us will be familiar with this, this happens very commonly in Asia. For example, there are establishments within Asia where white travellers might be treated like VIPs, while Asian travellers are given, well, perhaps less than satisfactory service.
But whether it's being asked inappropriate, sometimes racist questions, or being pigeonholed as a certain type of Asian, the article kind of concludes that more often than not, this behavior stems from a lack of knowledge rather than actual malice or ill intent.
So you just came back from being abroad. did you notice this happening to you?
So I was in Sydney, where there is a relatively large Asian population, though when I first landed at the airport to get a SIM card, and the guy at the South Asian dude at the counter, I think he's South Asian Australian, he was helping this Korean mother get a SIM card, and her child was just basically jumping around that counter, and then he says to the child, "Ni hao ma." So it was strange that came from a fellow quote-unquote Asian. So mm-hmm. That was just one interesting experience that I thought, okay, I guess it just doesn't happen, and it just doesn't come from white people.
Right. One of the reasons why I wanted to do the story was because I really felt a ping of recognition when I was reading the article, because I go through this a lot, and not just abroad, but even here in Malaysia. If I'm in a spot where there are high numbers of tourists, whether it's like KLCC or Pasar Seni, places like that, I get annyeonghaseyo'd a lot. And I always wonder where that comes from. I think part of it is just a desire to be friendly.
Yeah.
A desire to, more often than not, just try and get you into the shop, really. That's the main aim. But I don't know if it does more harm than good to just kind of be lumped into one massive, you know, idea of you are an Asian tourist. And when I was traveling through Europe, I got mistaken as part of other families that I just didn't know. You know, people would tell me, please tell your brother, take his bag. Please tell your brother to move faster. And I'm like, I really do not know these people. I've never met them. So yeah, it kind of just got us thinking. We wanted to know whether this is something that happens to you when you travel. Does the stereotype of all Asians look the same? You know, does that happen to you? Have you ever felt that the level of service that you experienced while traveling was affected by the fact that people just go, oh, you're an Asian traveler? Let us know. Call us at 777-733-2900. Share your experiences with us. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.